Now, live from somewhere in Ireland, BuzzLove.info presents
The Jimmy and Luke Show.
Tonight's guests are Dean. Featuring all the stuff you want to hear on a podcast. And now,
please welcome
Jimmy and
hello. Hello. Welcome to episode... Wait for it. This is exactly how the last episode started. Episode... 111? Yeah. 111. 111 of... The Show of Luke and Jimmy.
Only one fairness.
Do you want to do this entire episode in rap? Or do you want to wait till next week or later in the week to do that? We're going to do an episode this week that's entirely in rap.
But whether we do an episode in rap, I will rip your head off, smack you, and kill you.
What's wrong with that? Why are you so boring? Why do you not want to do an episode in rap? It would be really fun. We'll do 1 minute and see if you like it, okay? We'll do 1 minute and see if you like it. Okay. Here we go. Welcome to the Jimmy Luke Show, the best podcast where you can go if you need somebody to listen to or you want to hear about season 2.
Please, shut up.
Well, this idea will be back later in the week, but anyway.
If you bring it back ever, I will personally go and kill you and everyone in your family. Mostly you, though. I'll just go like that to them.
I'm a peanut pop. Am I one of everyone's best friends? It's one of my best friends.
Are you anyone's best friend?
I think I'm one of DJ's best friends. Oh, I'm one of Shane's best friends. I've never even sent Shane anything. He obviously doesn't have any friends. Ah, you're not one of their best friends. I'm probably one of DJ's best friends if you look at him. Johnny doesn't have any best friends. Michael doesn't have any best friends. You have to get the 50 points or something before you get best friends. Look at DJ. Am I one of his best friends? Yay, I am. Haha. Yeah, Destiny only has one best friend. I can kind of guess who that is. Well, I have a peanut bar and I'm here to say your checks will arrive on another day. Another day, another dime, another rhyme, another dollar. Another stuffed shirt with another white collar. Criminals, Wall Street, baking the pot.
I told you, if you see that ever again, I will take your phone.
All right, I'm finished. God. Okay, so yesterday there were two.
Any rap from now on, I will take your phone.
There were two major
deaths
yesterday. One of which was of one of the greatest actors of all time. One of which was of the daughter of someone moderately famous who really never did anything
herself. Daughter, Rachel Geldof.
Rachel Geldof.
I don't know.
Peaches Geldof.
Peaches.
His children all have ridiculous names. Peaches, Fifi, Trixie Belle.
I heard it wrong.
Peaches, Pixie, Fifi, Trixie Belle, and his like adopted half daughter or something is called Oompa Loompa Moogity
Foo. I misheard the guy on the TV then, because I was like, what, Rachel?
Well, Peaches and Rachel could sound similar if you were incredibly stoned, but I don't know. No,
whichever.
It was like Mickey Rooney died. Let's spend one day talking about Mickey Rooney and how great he was, and then halfway through the day, someone else dies. Someone younger, someone more famous. Unfortunately more famous. It's like, why did that have to happen? Why couldn't she have, like, why did Mickey Rooney have to be overridden by someone? And I perfectly realize that it's very tragic for someone to die at the age of 25 with two children, but Mickey Rooney is a fucking icon. And Peaches, whatever her name was, she, like, I struggled to find a term to describe her in the Independence in Memoriam list. I ended up going with TV presenter. But if you go on her Wikipedia page, there really is no definitive...
No, I'm not going to see you do your hand gestures when you do the podcast.
I'm not doing any hand gestures. It's like this.
TV presenter?
Nah, well, it's the vocal tone is everything. Mickey Rooney, meanwhile. If you go on Google Images and you search Mickey Rooney and you spend like half an hour scrolling down through all the pictures of Mickey Rooney, that's like... It will make your day. There is just so is like it's because it's randomly scattered between pictures of him when he was 5 years old in the 1920s and pictures of him today when he's going on rants about like political issues and he's making these hilarious faces and every stage of Mickey Rooney's career in still images is just so wonderful. And Mickey Rooney's great. So he got to a fine age, 93. You can read more about him. If you don't know too much about Mickey Rooney, go on BuzzHub. You can read about him or go anywhere you want. And you should watch some of his stuff because he's great. And Peaches Geldof's death still to be determined. Cause of death still to be determined. But I, you know what, don't really care that much. But rest in peace to her also.
I don't care about Mickey Rooney. There. You're being like extremely rude.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying anything.
I don't like it.
I say I don't care how she died. I care that she died.
I want to look through your images.
It's none of my business how she died.
By tapping your screen.
You're going to give me my phone back.
No,
now.
I'm not.
I haven't wrapped in like 5 minutes. What else to talk about? Yes! Game of Thrones Season 4. I don't have much to say because I don't even know the names of the characters. But what happened again? There was some stuff. Jaime Lannister came... Spoiler alert, sort of. Jaime Lannister came back from imprisonment with one arm.
Did you bring in the scissors today?
Going to, but I presume there'd be enough for everyone.
No, there won't.
I can just share with someone.
He only has two.
Yeah. I'll share with someone.
No, you can get your own from him. Everyone was told to bring their own scissors.
Michael and Keegan and Shane are all gone anyway, so... Well, no. Will they be gone for that class? No, they won't. No, they won't. Gosh darn you! They'll be gone for PE, which means I'm going to have to try and get... If Johnny's in today. Will he be in today?
Might.
He better be. Johnny and you and me, I guess, can go and do the
yearbook.
Can go and do the yearbook. It's just that normally Michael would do it, right? But
I know.
Michael's gone off to the thing with Keane, which I was the first choice to go to, but I didn't want to because it's really claustrophobic and loud and stuff.
What are you even going to?
They're going to the poetry slam. It didn't sound like anything I'd be comfortable in. So Michael's going to that, but so which means that to get out of PE, I have to go do that with Mikey with Johnny. But what if Johnny A isn't in and can't ask Mr. Conway because I'm not asking him, or B wants to do pee. Anyway, so Jaime Lannister got back with one arm or one hand or whatever, and he's like, "Oh, my darling sister slash lover, have you missed me?" She goes, "Fuck off." Meanwhile, there's a scene in a brothel. And then Tyrion Lannister turns up and he's like, "Yo." And then there's some stuff with the Khaleesi and her dragons. Dragons are fighting over like a dead rabbit. And then she goes and she starts like doing stuff with her army. And then the youngest of the Stark daughters, her and that really badly deformed man that she's traveling with, they like go into a bar and they like kill everyone, and the guy gets his penis chopped off. And what else happened? That was it. That was my understanding of the episode. There was also some other stuff up in the mountains, I guess. There was some stuff in King's Landing with Jon Snow, who's probably the least interesting character on television. And that was about it. Exciting stuff, I tell ya. Exciting stuff. Meanwhile, in Japan... No.
Seems legit.
What's wrong with meanwhile in Japan?
I got boring.
That got boring. Well, it's a lot better than Seems Legit.
Seems Legit is good.
Seems Legit is just stupid and annoying. Meanwhile, in Japan, it's actually quite funny sometimes.
What's that?
I'll tell you now. The, Noah. Oh, I've got a horrible sort of illness. I don't know what it is. I don't have a cold yet, but I'm still getting all nasally and horrible. Oh, I hate it. In Noah, spoiler alert, Noah. In Noah, Noah is like, hey kids, I'm Noah. And then he builds his ark. But we don't see him really building the ark, because it's sort of, he starts building the ark, and then there's a flashback, or like, and then it just kind of skips forward to like 15 years later, when he's finished building the ark. So it took him quite a long time. Certainly longer than I believe it took Steve Carell in Evan Almighty. So he builds his ark, and then he,
Evan Almighty was better in every way.
Then he gets in his ark, and he's like, I go off in my ark now. But when he's in the ark, guess what happens? He tells his kids the story of the creation of the earth. And that's the best part of the film, when it's this montage and you've got Roussel and he's doing his voiceover. But meanwhile, all these like time lapse of the creation of the earth. So it's like this flickering thing with like, here's the planets, here's the seas, here's an ant, now it's turned into a lizard, now it's turned into a bear and a monkey and a human. Ah! And it's awesome sauce, and that's what makes this all so awesome. So that's the best part of Naha. Noah, so I would recommend going to see... No, I would not recommend going to see Noah. I would recommend going to see Noah if you've already seen...
Captain America or the Muppets Most Wanted?
I've already seen Muppets Most Wanted, Captain America, Grand Budapest Hotel, although I don't know if that's actually still on anywhere. What else? Yeah, that's kind of it. Yeah. It's not as good as any of those. It's... Yeah. But it is better than Divergent. It's a great deal better than Divergent. So that's fun. And, yeah, here's the plan. Easter starts this week, Friday, that's the end of our, yeah. So, that means we've got to do 3 more episodes before Friday, yay.
We can do one over the Easter holidays.
Well, we can do that as well.
We've got the camera.
Just in case. Which camera?
I don't know.
Where's the camera? The camera's up there.
Oh.
So just in case we can't, we will do 3 more. But they won't all be that long. But we'll do one, like, normal one on Thursday or Friday, like this one, which is shit. And then we'll do 2, like, special ones, which will be released over Easter. And I want one of them to be either entirely in rhyme.
Should be Amazing Spider-Man with you, if you want to go with us.
All right, why?
I'm going with someone else.
Why don't you want to go?
Because you didn't bring me to see Captain America, bitch.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you always bring me to these Marvel movies.
I did not. I didn't bring it. I didn't bring it to Thor. I didn't bring it to Iron Man 3. I didn't bring it to Iron Man 2. I didn't bring it to Captain America 1. I didn't bring it to Thor 1. I brought you to see 1, and I didn't even bring you to see it because I didn't have a free ticket. So you paid it.
Still, should have brought me.
Yeah, well,
you know I'm a big Marvel fan.
You were doing the play. Not my fault.
You gotta brought me after.
No, because I wanted to go to see it that day. But, I want one of the episodes we do for over Easter to be either entirely in rhyme or entirely in rap. It's up to you which one we do. Entirely in rhyme is probably less, like, annoying and easier. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., James? Remember that crap?
What?
Remember Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
What's that?
Yeah, I know, me too. Well, I'll tell you this much. Because of the end of the Winter Soldier, where, spoiler alert, Hydra!
Hydra.
Well, because of that, now Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week is going all fucked up, because, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. is now totally fucked up. So, the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents have to go on the run. No one trusts each other. It seems to be, like, I've watched it since Christmas. It seems to be as if the people who make Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. were unaware of what was going to happen in the Winter Soldier, and then suddenly had to make a rush decision as to the future of their program, and were like, uh-oh, shit, I just realized we have no more characters. So, I don't know what's going to happen there. I probably will watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week because I'm interested in how it's going to deal with these effects of the Winter Soldier. But it's still a really terrible program and putting me off Clark Gregg for life. He's just so fucking bad, man. Oh, I'm so tired. I have to have some water. I'm gonna drink some water now. It sounds like something we do in Butanghua. I think we're gonna be going for a walk today with,
No, look at the time.
Gosh darn it. We'll have to do the airball again. Oh god, why did Kian and Michael both have to be gone? We need to be doing it with them, but anyway. It doesn't matter. Yeah. See my thing the other day on the FB where it was, come kids to Lucien's Magic Fun Bus.
That was scary.
That was great. You should use whatever it's called. What's it called? The thing I used to make that. It's really popular. Like, most of my friends on the FB are on it. Not you, but it's really annoying. What's in my bag? Let's find something fun in my bag. Oh yeah, questionnaires. I have one for a leaving cert and one for a first year. See?
First year.
I already got a TY to fill one out, so now I have one for a first year and a leaving cert. And we're gonna compare the results.
I love how the first year one is so simple.
They're both exactly the same.
And that's leaving cert and...
This is the first year, this is for a leaving cert. It's the same survey, that's the point. And I did one for a TY as well.
That's a shitty survey.
It's not supposed to judge how school changes. I'm gonna do like a graph. What first year should I give one? I'll give one to that guy. This will be fun. Here is my cert.
R.I.P. Lucien, he will not survive this. He is going to die. Dean, repeat after me. Lucien will die. Repeat after me. Lucien is going to die.
Nanji ni gakuni ikimasuka.
Ni hao.
I just have some time to get to school at.
Lucien, stop.
Can I take it?
No. The first years were so annoying.
Lucien, don't touch me there.
Shut up.
No, you did it to me just there.
Ba 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 ba. Oh god. Listening to too much early 70s Morricone can drive you mad. If Kian and Michael are back before the end of school, I'm gonna be pissed I didn't go with them, boss. Thank you. Where's my pen? find a leaving cert, preferably Ronan O'Gorman. Because he's like the perfect student. So his answers will be exaggerated to the extreme. And I just give out his full name on the podcast.
He's not a
Lucian is not the perfect student.
Walkahakan Malulu.
What?
Let's give out your full name. Lucian Walkahakan Malulu.
Oh, yeah. Let's have a look at this person's answers. 8 or 9 o'clock.
That writing, though.
1 hour to 1 hour and 55 minutes. At first year, I spent like 25 minutes on
that. That's how long you're supposed to be.
That's not what I would have thought.
Neither would I.
Have another one.
No, I don't.
I go to bed at 9 roughly, but then I stay awake till like 1 morning.
These are all wrong. You don't study in first year. Wrong. What the fucking first year study? Like, it's when I was in Saturday study last year before the junior cert, and there were like fucking first years there. I was like, why are you here? They go, summer exams. But I go, who cares? I'm not barely studying, and I got the junior cert in a week. Oh, I hate that. It's so stupid studying first year. They should be off playing in the fields with frogs. To fill the next couple minutes of the podcast. I have an idea. Let's sing a song.
Songs like a rap. Do not sing.
Oh my god.
You can't stop me from singing. I'm not gonna rap, but I'll sing. I will sing the interrogation song. Hello, Kermit. Let's begin. Describe the day you played Berlin. We rehearsed.
You're rhyming. It sounds like a rap. No, it sounds like a rap. Stop
it. It's not a rap.
Sounds like a rap. Don't do the rap.
Bratwurst and sauerkraut. Last night at 10:03, were you at the Portrait Gallery?
From 10 o'clock to 10:04. We played this. Once you see it, you'll be singing it as well.
You did it with Amaz, you did it with Frozen. My alibi is watertight. The audience saw me sing all night.
Find the teacher.
No. A game like 20 questions. 20 questions is fun on a podcast because you can tell the listeners who you're doing, okay? So we play 20 questions? So I'm going to come up with the person, I'll tell the listeners who it is, and then you have to guess who it is, okay? So the person I'm coming up with is...
Well, I have to think of someone first.
Okay. 20 questions, go!
What do I do?
You ask me 20 questions to try and figure out who the person I'm talking about is.
Are they old?
Yes.
Are they dead?
No.
Do they live in America?
No.
Wait, this is yes or no questions, yeah?
Yeah.
Answers, yeah.
You should ask a question like, are they fictional or real?
Are they actors?
No.
Are they fictional?
Yes.
Is it Olaf?
No.
Where do they live? No. Do they live in some fictional place?
Yes. No, because a fictional character can live in a real place, like Harry Potter in London. But yeah, no, this person lives in a fictional place. That's like 10 questions, so.
Do they live in Narnia?
No.
Do they live in your bum?
No.
Do they live on my nose?
You're wasting questions now.
I know, that's the point.
Try guessing universes. Do they live in this film series?
Do they live in Asgard?
No.
Do they live in Marvel World?
No.
Do they live in Spider-Man's world?
No.
DC?
No. Another big universe that there's loads of movies about. And it's literally...
Star Wars?
Yes.
Darth Vader?
No.
Luke Skywalker?
No.
Chewbacca?
Yes. Oh my god, that was literally the last question and you got it. It was Chewbacca. Because this morning they announced that Chewbacca, Peter Mayhew, is going to be in episode 7. Let's clap.
No.
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 So, yes. Peter Mayhew, in episode 7. Super awesome. Super awesome news. Chewbacca. I can't do a Chewbacca voice, can you?
No.
No. I don't think many people can.
No, you sound like a dying old man.
I hate it in Revenge of the Sith where the Chewbacca, like, goes, there's hundreds of Wookiees and they're all fighting. It's so stupid. I hate it. Alright, you have to play a game now. You come up with someone.
Jimmy, don't do it. It's annoying.
So you come up with someone for any questions you tell the listeners, but I don't hear.
Okay. Fuck you, bitch. I'll get this back.
King Batch. Okay. So, is it fictional?
No.
Is it a man or a woman? Or a man?
Man.
Okay. Are they dead?
No.
Okay. Are they an actor?
In a way, yeah.
Oh, that's difficult.
Yeah,
but if you're unsure.
No, I'm not unsure, but like, yeah, they are.
Okay. Are they American? From the United States? Are they a man?
Yes.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Is this person over the age of 50?
No.
Is this person in the Marvel movies?
No.
Is this person in Star Wars?
No.
Is this person in Noah?
No.
Is this person in Game of Thrones?
No.
Is this person Ty Burrell?
No.
Is there in the Muppets?
What?
Is this person in the Muppets?
No.
Is this person... Is this person famous for playing one character more than others?
I'm gonna give you a hint.
What?
Can I give you a hint?
Yeah.
They weren't in any movies, but they're still an actor.
And they're American. Are they on TV?
Sometimes.
Are they a voice actor?
No.
They probably were in movies that you're not aware of, but anyway. Is this somebody I've heard of?
No. Is it all questions?
Well, yeah, I think so, yeah.
There's this guy called Matt, she's on Key and Peele. And this is YouTube.
So funny. Yay, Johnny's in.
Woo! High five, Johnny!
Johnny, I'll pause this. Right, well, I don't know who that person is, so yeah. You hear that Key and Peele have been hired by the studio to do a remake of Police Academy.
I hate that movie.
Everyone hates Police Academy. Anyway.
Police Academy. High five for Wednesday.
Police Academy.
Yes, and it's very
it's Tuesday.
It's tomorrow.
Tuesday. It's not a good day for me. I don't like Wednesdays.
Yes, it is.
Wednesdays are better than Tuesdays, but just... I emailed Vinny all the notes last night, and I wasn't even sure it was his email address. I just presumed that Vinny also... I'm not giving out the email address, but anyway. I presumed it was his, but he got back, and he was like, so mad, so...
Do you have an Xbox? Do you have an Xbox? Do you want games?
Every console. Why don't you sell them on the eBay? Sell them on the internet.
No. I was laughing with Reagan about your gamer tags.
It's so easy to sell shit on eBay. I sell. You should sell them on eBay. It takes like 5 minutes to put something up. I sold something on eBay. I sold something on eBay on Christmas Eve this year.
Oh, this is only the one that I got today.
True story. I won't say what.
Merry Christmas!
Have yourself a merry little... This song has no rhymes in it, so... Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Now the song's in the Monuments Men. Have your next year all our troubles will be over. If the Lord allows. If the fates allow. No. No, no, it was originally if the fates allow, and they changed it to if the Lord allow recently, but that's bullshit. If the fates allow, hang your finest star above the holly bough.
I saved a life. Literally, I actually just saved a life.
Merry days after holiday day. As if someone was going to kill themselves at 8:45. And that's our cue. This is episode Jimmy Luke Show, episode 100, 111. Dean, Johnny, JSV. We're back later in the week. Have fun. Check out GOT season 4. That's for me. Ha ha ha.
That actually hurt my ear.
Bye, bitches.
Kermit, let's begin. Describe the day you played Berlin.
We rehearsed and then we walked about. We ate bratwurst and sauerkraut.
That night at 10:03, were you inside the portrait gallery?
From 10 o'clock till 10:04.
Finish now.
Do you remember what you did on the night?